30 years after the fall of the Khmer Rouge regime, responsible for the death of 1.7 million people in what has come to be known as the Killing Fields of Cambodia, one of Pol Pot's chief torturers appeared on trial today for crimes against humanity. Khai Ngek Ave, better known as Dutch, who headed the S21 prison in Phnom Penh, has been charged with crimes against humanity and is the first of five defendants scheduled for long-delayed trials by the UN-assisted tribunal.
The hearing today was procedural and testimony is expected to begin only in late March. The director of Jesuit Refugee Services in Cambodia, Sister Denise Coughlin, says she hopes the trial will bring reconciliation to those affected by the atrocities carried out by the Khmer Rouge.
I do hope that this trial could bring some healing to hearts that are still pretty broken from this terrible event in their history. Many of our own staff lost many of their family. Many were forced to flee to refugee camps where they found their husband married to someone else because nobody knew who'd survived. So there are lots and lots of human stories that are not very far below the surface of a Cambodia that's trying to move ahead. There are so many horrible stories. And I suppose the story, when I go to see any of the places like the killing fields at Chuan Aik, and I see the trees where the story goes that the Khmer Rouge bashed the babies against the trees to kill them in front of their parents, that for me is the most horrendous story of all.